In the final portion of the Torah, which we read on Simchas Torah, the Zeis HaBracha, Moses blesses each of the tribes individually and the entire Jewish people collectively. In one of the verses addressed to the entire Jewish people, Moses says that God will be the king among the Jewish people when they gather themselves together and when all the tribes of Israel are united. There are various types of unity among people which are possible, all of them alluded to here in this verse. When we say that the Jewish people were yachad, that they were united, this could mean that the people actually have nothing at all in common. They just join together in order to forward some cause, such as a political party of something of the sort, but there is no inner connection between them. The unity referred to of the Jewish people far transcends this concept. There is a unity among every Jew which shows an inner connection between them. They have something in common, and this can be in two possible ways, which we could illustrate from looking at the human body. The Jewish people are compared to a body, and each member, each individual, is like a limb. Now, in one sense, each limb of the body is equal. They are all parts of an entire body, and in this sense, they are all equal. We cannot say that one is worth more than the other. Is one more of the body or one less of the body? All are equal parts of the body, and with any of them lacking, the body would be incomplete. One would be able to say perhaps that the brain is more important than the foot, but either without the brain or without the foot, the body is incomplete. They are both equally part of the body. In addition to this factor, which each limb shares with each other limb, there is something distinct about every single limb, something it has which another limb does not have. When it comes to intelligence, the brain, of course, is superior to the foot. But when it comes to mobility, of course, the foot is superior. So when we compare one limb of the body with another, in one sense, they are the same. They are both part of the same body. In another sense, they are both different. They have their own unique characteristics. So too, among various Jews, there is something which is distinct and unique about every single Jew. As the Talmud says, that just as we are all created with different physical appearances, with a different facial appearance, so too, we are all created with different opinions and different intellectual and spiritual attributes. This would be compared to the distinctness of each of the limbs. On the other hand, there is something which every Jew shares equally, the inner part of the soul, which is equal by every single Jew. And the unity which is expressed among members of the Jewish people must be in both aspects. We must first realize that we are all part of one coherent unit. Just as if any limb of the body was missing, God forbid, the entire body would not be complete, so too, among the Jewish people, if even one Jewish soul is lost, then also the entire Jewish people is incomplete. Just as at the time that the Torah was given on Mount Sinai, if even one Jew had not been present, the Torah would not have been given. Therefore, when we relate to our fellow Jew, we must concentrate on that aspect which binds us together, the part of our inner soul which is equal among every single member of the Jewish people. If we have this form of unity, what do you need anything else for? Because it is not enough to be united in an area where you are the same. You must even be united, the Torah tells us, in an area where you are different. If there are two souls, each one having a unique characteristic, you must realize the advantage that that other Jew has over you. Just as, figuratively speaking, the leg can recognize that it is faster but not as smart as the brain, and the brain can realize that the foot has a superior advantage when it comes to mobility, so too, as individuals, we must have sufficient humility to realize that every single Jew, each individual, has something that you don't have. And on the other hand, you must be aware that you have certain abilities which the other person does not have. And therefore, you are all interdependent, and you need each other's qualities in order that the Jewish people should be complete. And therefore, the unity among the Jewish people is not only in an inner sense, in that area in which all Jews are alike, but even in the area where all Jews are different. There lies the ultimate unity. It is not enough to be united in the area in which you are identical. That even in the areas where you are all different, there it must be recognized the complementary nature of these unique characteristics. That just as in the body, each limb has a unique function contributing to the wholeness and perfection of the entire body, so too the perfection and completeness of the Jewish people is dependent on the unique characteristics of each of his members being utilized to the fullest extent.